Diary, August 1906. August 11th to 27th, 1906. August 11th, 1906. Saint Helena. This morning, I am pleading with God that His Holy Spirit will rest upon me today, as I shall attempt to speak at the sanitarium to the large number that shall be gathered together to hear the word of the Lord. The Lord hath given me strength to speak to the people at the sanitarium, and I was sustained 1 hour. All seemed interested. August, Oakland, California. We are favorably situated in a nice tent, well furnished. I thank the Lord I feel at home in the right place. August 1906, Oakland, California. We are well situated upon the ground. Good place for tent. We have 2 tents for our party, which are 3 of Brother James's family, Sarah, and my workers, and 1 tent especially for me. Mabel White sleeps in 1 part of the tent on a lounge. I have a good bed in the 2nd compartment. All is well regulated. St. Helena, California. Rode out in open buggy in the hottest hours of the day. My eyes suffered much. Have not been able to write or read without much difficulty. Before returning homeward, I grew faint and sick. Lay down, but could not get relief. Was sick, head sick, eyes sick, whole body sick. In the night I was, I thought, in a room but not in my own house. I was in a city where I knew not, and I heard explosion after explosion. I rose up quickly in bed and saw from my window large balls of fire. Jetting out were sparks in the form of arrows, and buildings were being consumed. And in a very few minutes the entire block of buildings was falling, and the screeching and mournful groans came distinctly to my ears. I cried out, in my raised position, to learn what was happening. Where am I? And where is our family circle? Then I awoke. But I could not tell where I was, for I was in another place than home. I said, O Lord, where am I and what shall I do? It was as a voice that spoke, Be not afraid, nothing shall harm you. I was instructed that destruction hath gone forth upon cities. The word of the Lord will be fulfilled. Isaiah 29. Verse 19 to 24 was repeated. I dared not move, not knowing where I was. I cried unto the Lord, What does it mean? These representations of destruction were repeated. Where am I? In scenes I have represented that which will be, but warn my people to cease from putting their trust in men who are not obedient to my warnings and who despise my reproof, for the day of the Lord is right upon the world, when evidence shall be made sure. Those who have followed the voices that would turn things upside down will themselves be turned where they cannot see, but will be as blind men. These words were given me from Isaiah 30. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and forever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, See not, and to the prophets, Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Isaiah 30, verse 8 to 15, quoted. St. Helena, California. This morning my heart is drawn out to God. I plead most earnestly for the Lord to relieve my eyes, which have been so constantly in use in preparing matter to meet the emergency that may arise at any time. I have the promise of my Redeemer. The Lord Jesus is our only hope. I cry unto Thee, O my God. I beseech of Thee, heal my head and remove the pain from the nerves of my eyes. I come to Thee, Thou Chief of all physicians, to scatter the powers of Satan's oppression and let me find relief. Heal me, O Lord. Thou knowest in Thy divine wisdom what to do to restore. Rebuke the power of the destroyer. My soul greatly desires health, that I may do the work that Thou hast entrusted to me to do. I have many words Thou hast given me to say to the people. Now, Lord God, this Sabbath morning, I present my petition to Thee to be healed of my infirmities. I must not give way to unbelief. I come to Thee as my great physician. Thou hast bought the human family with Thine own precious blood, and I wish to present my individual self to Thee, the great, all-powerful physician, and ask Thee to give me strength this very day, if it is my duty to speak to the people in the sanitarium church chapel. I cannot be sick. I must be healed of my brain weariness. Give me clearness of mind. Put thine own spirit upon me, and let thy healing virtue come to me. Thou art my physician. Thou hast promised to hear us when we come to thee believing. I cannot afford to be useless. I will go before those assembled at the sanitarium. This is thy institution. Walk in our midst. Relieve the suffering ones of this institution, and may the truth of thy word awaken souls to be converted. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. I ask thy blessing this very morning. Give me a message that will reach diseased souls. Thursday, August 23rd, 1906. Truth, precious truth, help me to present the word of the Lord to the believers and unbelievers. In the night season, I had a presentation. I did not seem to be in my own home in St. Helena. I was, I thought, awakened in the night with a great noise of cries of distress, and I saw the whole heavens lighted up. There were balls that looked like fire falling, and these balls looked as if full of arrows, and wherever they struck, there were great calamities. Houses were set on fire, and no human effort could extinguish the flame. The earth quaked, and homes were falling with a crash. I heard the distressing screeching and praying. There was confusion everywhere. I said to someone, "Do look. That is the most striking representation of what will be in the last day." Revelation 18. Voices were proclaiming the events taking place. Read and understand, for it will surely be. Chapter 19 of Revelation will ere long be fulfilled. Revelation 21. There were voices proclaiming the words of these chapters. With great power was the message given. Let every soul now put away their magazines and other fictitious reading. The Word of God believed and practiced is the only hope of the world. This chapter was presented to John as a living reality. Read and understand verses 1 to 4, verses 5 to 7. Where are we in this earth's history? Will we be deceived by Satan's sophistry? Or will we believe the Word of God? I will praise the Lord, for He has given me His Holy Spirit. And it is Thou, O my Savior, who canst soften the sluggish, sinful hearts and wake up the people. I thank Thee for the power of Thy Spirit that Thou dost give me to present Thy words. Matthew chapter 18. I thank the Lord He gave me strength to speak 1 hour and 10 minutes, and I was not wearied. I praise the Lord for His great mercy and light and grace He has given me on this occasion. The Word, how precious it is! I will praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice, that He becomes my power, my efficiency, my front guard, and my rearward. As I looked upon the patients in their wheelchairs, I felt so great pity. I addressed words of comfort to them. St. Helena, California. This morning, I praise the Lord for hopefulness, for strength of body that He gave me to speak on the Sabbath. I love the Lord, and if I could, I would proclaim to all the world with voice and soul that we have a Savior, not one lying in Joseph's tomb, but a risen Savior. Praise the Lord! This day I am thankful to my Heavenly Father. I woke up singing, "Hold the fort, for I am coming." Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. St. Helena, California. I am awakened at 1 o'clock a.m. Cannot sleep. I am praying and pleading with the Lord Jesus to arouse the sleepy churches to understand the great work that is to be done. We are as believers to press together. Titus 2. I am unable to sleep. It is 10 o'clock. I had a short nap, and I was instructed that light had been given me, and that I had written under special light the Lord had imparted. There were many things to come before the people. Collect these matters. The people need them. We are failing to blend mind with mind. Each is to draw nigh to God in much prayer and humbling of their own souls, confessing their own sins.